why be the 1% when you can just date the 1%?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over a list of online dating websites for those who are looking to date the elite or those who actually already are the elite and are looking for other elites. Before we get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a list of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. Now, in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections. First of which is elite singles, then seeking, then what's your price, then eHarmony, and finally, Ashley Madison. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on my list, which is elite singles. Elite Singles is a great website for those who find themselves having success with wealth or there are those who are highly educated. Elite Singles is a worldwide dating website for users all over the place, but most users come from the US, Canada, the UK, and all over different parts of Europe. The male-female ratio is pretty much 50-50. However, this trend changes depending on the age range, interestingly enough. When it comes to those users who are aged between 25 and 34 years old, there are actually about twice as many men as there are women. However, this trend changes for those users who are aged between 35 and 44 years old, where women are more prominent. If you want to become a member on Elite Singles, you will have to complete the registration process. Some parts of this process will take just a few minutes, or other parts will be pretty lengthy. So when you give general information, you'll have to complete the personality test. And these questions are analyzing your compatibility traits, and the results are later used for matching. The result of this process is detailed profiles. Some answers to the questions can be hidden, but the quality is still pretty high. Another thing you will love about Elite Singles is the ease of use. Since the younger audience isn't so active here, the creators have made a website that will suit older generations better. Everything is pretty intuitive, and with one click, you can switch between tabs. If you want to stay in touch with your matches on the go, then you can also install the Elite Singles app. It allows messaging, winks, likes, and other features that you will find on the website as well. You can even sign up and create a profile utilizing their app too. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, which is Seeking. You may have used Seeking before and you just don't know it, as their website used to be called Seeking Arrangements, but they've rebranded and simplified that title into just Seeking. And in case you don't know what Seeking is all about, it's basically for those users who are looking for sugar daddies and sugar babies. So to clarify, a sugar daddy is somebody who is typically very wealthy and looking to provide for somebody who is a sugar baby, who is typically not very wealthy, but is very attractive and charming. It's interesting to point out as well that the male to female ratio on this app is very close to 50-50. Seeking also has more than 10 million users, so you know it's going to be a large user base for you to go through. And because this website is built around those users looking for casual relationships, you'll actually find that a lot of the users are younger on this app in comparison to a lot of other elite dating websites. And while this website is available in 139 different countries, it's actually the most prominent in the US where the website was originally made. Let's go down a quick breakdown of the age ranges on this website. 21% of users are aged between 18 to 24 years old. 34% of users are aged between 25 and 34 years old. 17% of users are aged between 35 and 44 years old. 13% of users are aged between 45 and 54 years old. And lastly, 15% of users are aged 55 years old or older. The website itself has a pretty minimalistic design, and it may seem boring at first, but you will easily get used to it. All icons and text are quite clear, and the instructions are easy to understand. If you are not so tech savvy, you will easily find what you are looking for. Becoming a member is pretty easy, and after the standard forms are filled, the profile goes through a background check and verification process. And a pro tip as well, in order to increase the visibility of your profile, it is highly recommended that you do actually link your LinkedIn profile to your account as well. So this is going to move me into the next one on my list, but before I jump into that, I do want to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me into number three on my list, which is What's Your Price? Launched by the same people who created Seeking.com, What's Your Price was launched in 2010. Now you might be asking yourself why the heck they made two different websites, and it's because they're actually structured pretty differently. On Seeking, you're actually just communicating with other users and agreeing to go on dates with them. However, on What's Your Price, you're actually going to be bidding to go on dates with certain individuals. On both of those websites, it's typically men who are going to be placing the bids, but that doesn't necessarily have to be true, as men can also be sugar babies as well, seeking out sugar mamas. So a lot of users are surprised about this website and immediately start thinking about it being an explicit website where users are paying for sex. However, this website strictly bans that transaction and says that all of these transactions are specifically for going out on dates with those users, and those users can decide what they do on that date. There are no requirements for what a date is, and so this allows this website to keep existing as it does. So basically how this website works is you sign up for an account, you decide if you're going to be a sugar baby or a sugar daddy or a sugar mama, and then from there you go through all of the profiles. Now, if you are a sugar daddy or sugar mama, you're going to find profiles and you can actually offer them bids. These bids can range on any price range that you want, but typically you'll see people bidding between $50 to $200 to go on a date with an individual. Now, from the sugar baby aspect of the website, you can do the same thing. However, you are going to offer a date to them for a set amount of dollars. So as you can see on my account here, there are a few different offers that I got from several people about what they would want me to pay in order to go out on a date with them. The site itself is very simple to navigate. It looks clean. And honestly, I really do like the presentation of most other users. It looks very classy rather than trashy. So if you can describe yourself as somebody who is very attractive and charming, or somebody who is a very generous individual and wealthy, then I suggest that this website is going to be a great choice for you if you are looking for that kind of relationship. So this is going to move me into number four on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a list of online dating website discounts from multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is going to move me onto number four on my list, which is eHarmony. eHarmony has been a very popular online dating website for the last two decades now, and it is something that most people immediately think of when you say online dating website. Now, while this website isn't specifically geared towards those users who are necessarily elite, there are tons of elites on here that you can find. eHarmony works in a special way where when you sign up, it takes you about half an hour to 45 minutes because you need to go through their questionnaire. Now, the answers that you provide in your questionnaire are then going to be analyzed, and they're going to create a personality profile for you. Now, personality profiles on eHarmony are extremely diverse, and so you're going to find that users are all over the place on this personality quiz. However, that also means that there are going to be people who are specifically catered towards you that are going to be presented to you to match with. And of course, if you are an elite yourself or you are somebody who's searching for elites, then you can provide answers that will present those types of users to you. It's also known as well that eHarmony is really set up for those users who are looking for serious long-term relationships. So you're going to find that a lot of users are also seeking that on this website. It's also worth noting as well that eHarmony does actually require you to sign up for a membership in order to communicate with other users. And because of this, it means that all of the other users on the app are going to be pretty serious about finding dates. So if you are somebody who is looking to find a mutual elite for yourself, or you're somebody who's looking to date an elite for an extended amount of time, then eHarmony is going to be a great choice for you to utilize. So this is going to move me into number five on my list. Before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. Super duper appreciate it. It's going to move me onto number 5 on my list, which is Ashley Madison. Now, Ashley Madison typically does come with a lot of controversy in that name because it is known as being a secretive dating website, aka a dating website for cheaters. However, it has evolved a lot, and there's actually a ton of users who utilize this website as single individuals looking to find other users who are elites. It's also utilized a lot for those users who are looking for simple casual relationships and flings as well, that they don't want their family or friends to know about that lifestyle. As Ashley Madison is about discretion and casual relationships and hookups, I think this is going to be a great option for those users who want to go out, have a lot of fun, but don't really want everybody knowing about it. Another thing that I really like about Ashley Madison as well is that the website itself looks really classy. You're going to see that there's a lot of hookup online dating websites that are out there that are very trashy. They have kind of like porno ads all over the place, but Ashley Madison isn't about that. Ashley Madison is about providing all of its users a mutual exchange in what they're looking for. And it also has like a lot of great features that you can utilize on the website and even on their mobile app as well. As I said earlier, they take discretion very seriously. So you can even blur or put a mask on your profile picture to ensure that other users are not going to know who you are. Ashley Madison is a popular dating app for those who are very high elites as well, because they don't want other people to see that they're on a dating app, and they would rather keep their relationship secretive as it could affect their reputation. So I think that Ashley Madison, if you are looking for those casual relationships, is going to be a great choice for you to utilize. But before you sign up for any online dating website, be sure you check out our online dating website deals page first. Our online dating website deals page is a list of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.